Welcome to our daily inspiration today. Thank you for joining us. This is Felte with your daily inspiration. I just want to share a short encouragement today, something that has encouraged me and something that I would like to take to heart. And it's just a few verses in Colossians in chapter 3, verses 15, 16, and 17. And just thinking along the lines of allowing fear to control us. There are so many commands. The words fear not or do not fear or do not be afraid, depending on which Bible translation you're looking at. But the command to not be afraid is in the Bible so often that we almost forget that it's commanded to not be afraid, but rather to trust in the Lord. And anyway, these verses that stood out to me recently said in Colossians 3:15, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." You know, if we let the peace of God, if it says let the peace of God, if we allow that peace of God to rule in our hearts, then we will not be driven by fear. We will not be controlled by fear. And regardless of what circumstances we're facing, we can have that peace, knowing that God is involved, God is in it. If we are abiding in Him, then and we humble ourselves, then He is near to us, and it doesn't mean that He will always deliver us from harm, but He is with us, and He has His grace is abounding. In verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." So if we add that to the peace of God ruling in our heart, then now singing with grace, so we have peace in our hearts, song in our lips, on our lips. And then verse 17, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, to just go about our day's work, our day's activities, being thankful. We live in uncertain times, and things don't always work out the way we'd planned or the way we'd hoped. But if we choose gratitude, there's something to be thankful for. And many times the thing that we're facing may be God's way of showing us an area of our life that He wants to work in, to sanctify us, to purify us, to refine us. But the Christian life should not be a life of gloom and drudgery, but rather a life of rejoicing, thanksgiving, of singing, speaking encouragement and psalms and hymns. So that's just my encouragement for all of us as we start out the week. Let's purpose to take this to heart this week. And we might not be able to change the circumstances, but we can change our outlook. We can change how we feel about things by choosing gratitude, choosing to look for the good, choosing to believe the best, choosing to trust, choosing to believe that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. May you have a blessed day.